Welcome to the show, everyone.
Most egregious one yet. I was in the kitchen. I was in the kitchen.
Oh yeah, so far away, the kitchen.
Well,
you
I
mean
was in
the other part of
kitchen,
this room?
Kitchen closet, throwing something away. The dog's collar still on?
Take the dog's
Sounds
collar
like
off.
Sounds like a goddamn Christmas special.
Maybe it is.
All right. Okay, we're a day late and a dollar short for this garbage podcast.
Yeah.
But here goes nothing.
How was your day?
Oh, my day was fine.
What'd you do?
I listened to true crime podcasts while I worked.
Mm. I heard about this really crazy true crime thing.
What is it?
Are you familiar with this kid? I forget his name, but they found him in this couple's garage, like eating this couple's face.
What?
Yeah, he was like cannibalizing them, and then like the neighbor tried to come over and stop him, and he stabbed the neighbor a bunch of times. I think the neighbor died too. And then they came and got the kid, you know, the police came.
Yeah.
And his like Google searches were like, who am I? What do centaurs eat? Was one of them.
What?
Yeah, and they all assumed that he had bath salts in his system.
Yeah, as soon as you hear eating face, you're like, that's...
Right,
that's
but they took him to the hospital and they did like a drug test on him and turns out he was completely clean.
Sober as a bird.
Yeah.
Just eating faces.
Right.
Man.
And then like, you know, he had like some things about him were a little off. Like he rapped and his raps were kind of like... scary a little bit.
Okay.
But for the most part, there was like no odd behavior. And then I watched this interview with him and Dr. Phil, which is like was really hard to find, and it was clearly not aired anywhere. Like,
how
it was,
do you find it then?
It was on, I don't know, some article had it, and I didn't read the article. It was just like buried in the article, but it was just a somebody filming on their phone a laptop, and they were like Skyping each other. I think obviously this interview was too horrific to air on any, you know, Dr. Phil show.
Yeah.
He runs out of steam real quick because...
Which one?
Dr. Phil, because the situation is just so awful.
Yeah.
You know, and the kid is clearly just so mentally disturbed, and they're asking him about, you know, what he was thinking, and he's like, I don't remember any of that.
Oh,
and like
God.
Dr. Phil like runs out of questions, and Dr. Phil's a cunt. He's like,
yeah.
Oh, you don't remember eating those two people, but how did you feel when the neighbor came over and you stabbed that guy?
What is your deal,
like,
man?
I don't know. And he just kept screaming over and over again, like, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
Oh my God.
Feels like a nightmare. Yeah.
I don't know why I'm taking the side of the person who ate two people and stabbed another and not Dr. Phil. That's how annoying Dr. Phil is, but...
Well, something is clearly up.
Yeah,
you don't
yeah.
just go from... regular guy
yeah.
to eating faces.
I assume he had like no criminal history or anything.
I don't
just
think
like,
so.
Do you ever feel
like eating a face?
No, not that. Oh. But like, do you ever feel like you're on the brink of insanity? Like you
yes,
feel,
every fucking day.
It feels like
actually every day.
It feels like you're on a balance beam. And, you know, when you wobble
yeah.
for a second, you're like, oh God, I'm about to lose my mind. And then you just like. Calm yourself down if you can, but
absolutely,
yeah, I've had that happen. Like it sincerely happened like twice where I'm like, I'm about to go crazy. Oh
twice?
No,
twice,
yeah, like
every day.
Okay,
I feel well, that way.
It's not a competition.
If it were, I would
it's
win.
Not a crazy competition. You're so cool. Your brain is more.
Oh, I'm gonna eat your face so hard. Eat the shit out of your face.
Your brain sucks more than mine. Congratulations.
I'm going to use suicide packed brand hot sauce all over your chin and lips.
Wow.
As I tear them ever so viciously from your skull.
Aw, I hope we make it onto a true crime podcast.
You're going to look like that lady, that chimp lady, that
no.
got her face pulled off.
Fine, whatever.
And then Oprah trotted her around like, look at this monster.
Can
huh?
you...
It sweeps.
What?
You know sweeps?
No, what is that?
Sweeps is like the time during the year where the Nielsen rating system measures how many people are watching a particular show. So during that time of year, the networks will... That's when you see like big weddings on TV or somebody dies. So more people tune in. Like they'll get a big guest on a talk show. Okay. So more people are watching. So when the results come in, it looks like
so
Oprah will, you know, trot out some kind of freak show.
I see.
I
never watched Oprah. Really? Yeah.
I watch it every day of my life.
Well, good.
And I have a subscription to O Magazine.
That's good. So she brought on like freak shows like the Today Show and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you know how they do. They're always like they try to make it
bleeding
seem like
heart kind of
thing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is an inspirational tale.
I think it was more like, okay, this was the biggest news story.
Okay.
You know, happening at the time, and then so who gets the interview? Obviously Oprah, if she wants it, and boy does she.
Yeah, she certainly mm-hmm. does. Isn't she worth like almost as what? Much as Jeff I don't know how many billions, but
no, I don't think so.
Billions? I think she's a billionaire. She owns a
yeah, she might be a billionaire, but I don't think she's like on that Forbes list anymore.
Okay.
I think she made like I think the O Network really, or what was it, OWN? Did that kind of tank?
Yeah, they weren't producing great content.
When she came out with that network, she was at like tippy top.
Yeah.
She was like Beyonce, you know?
Yeah.
Like people worshipped every move she made.
Right.
And then it was just like the Hallmark Channel or something.
Yeah, it was really bad. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
What do we expect, you know?
I don't know.
The Criterion Collection?
Speaking of the Criterion Collection.
Oh, boy.
I've been watching a lot of great films.
What? I feel like an asshole.
Oh, don't ask me. I don't really know what it means.
What the Criterion Collection is? Because we're all out here talking about it all of a sudden.
I think a bunch of...
Like, everybody is like the fucking movie scholar.
There's a...
Film buff.
A tower somewhere where men with hooded robes all stand around, and every once in a while they'll ring a bell and smoke will come out of the spire, and they'll announce that... The Croods too, and the Criterion Collection. I don't know how they make this.
Yeah, you see the list, and it's like, okay, like Citizen Kane or whatever, mm-hmm. but then like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
It's not like it's weird. It's not like the AFI Top 100. It's not like it's not even critically acclaimed shit. It's more if they contribute to like art and culture in a meaningful way.
Oh, I hate that. Isn't that stupid? Because like. There were so many movies that stunk, but were the talk of the town for like that year.
No, but that's not. Yeah, it's good stuff, like well-made stuff.
It's not like Fool's Gold because that was number one at the box office.
No, not at all. It's the opposite of that. It's like stuff that's boring as fuck, but like interesting to dorks. Like a lot of documentaries. I've been watching a lot of. Less blank documentaries. And you know how you were talking about how it's a red flag if a documentarian puts themselves in a film, in their own documentary?
Yeah.
This is like, that's what's so great about less blank. I mean, you can kind of hear him asking some questions sometimes, but he just films. He just like puts a camera down and films. People and
yeah I watched like it. The tail end of whatever you were watching. Oh, you know what we were talking about we were laughing about in bed the other night. Your type of man, because you're trying to figure out what were we talking about. I was saying like somebody was handsome or something. You're
we got into arguments about which men were hot and which men weren't, and your attraction to David Bowie is so confusing to
me. What? Come on, David Bowie is the kids say, a whole vibe or mood.
Yes, you know? Vibe, mood, all of that, but not hot. You were like, is David Bowie in Labyrinth not the hottest man you've ever seen?
I didn't
you
say that.
You said that. Yes, you did say that.
I just
that.
Said he had a big old cock and balls and cool hair.
He
you
looks
know?
Ridiculous.
It's a goofy
ridiculous. His
movie,
hair looks so stupid.
But like he, fucking those like, what are they? Leggings he's wearing?
Sure, yeah, you can see his genitals. That does not a pretty face make. He's got
here's Catherine's list of hot guys. Okay, first of all, we went and saw Into the Spider-Verse, and afterwards we're all sitting around talking about how like, wow, what a great movie, maybe the greatest animated film ever made thus far. And everybody's like, yeah, the dialogue, the character development, the relationships. And Catherine's like, how come they had to make Miles' dad so fucking hot, though? It was, like, distracting, right, everybody? How hot that weird cylinder-headed fucking CGI person was. I mean, we're all slipping off our seats, right? Every time they showed Miles' dad. And why'd they have to, you know, off him? He was the hottest character they had going.
I think he's very hot.
That's so weird. I don't know. At least David Bowie is a person.
No, I'll take cartoon cylinder head Miles Morales' dad.
Catherine likes like an animated guy in a movie or like a 77-year-old toothless man who plays the fiddle in Appalachia. That's like her shit.
I mean, I contain multitudes.
Mm. We were talking about like who is the hottest rock star, mm-hmm. and I was running down the list, and you like none of them do it for you.
I looked at the 100 hottest rock stars on some list online.
Yeah,
zero.
Just like Google.
I think the only one that is truly hot is Sam Cooke.
Okay, that's like.
But is he a rock star?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's hard. I'm thinking about like front man of a band, you know, leather pants. You know, shirt open.
Bon Jovi is really hot.
See, again, that's not... I guess that counts.
Young Bon Jovi is
Bon
really
Jovi,
hot.
I'll give it to you. Bon Jovi's hot.
Yeah, he's very handsome. He's hot. Obviously, I forgot that Jim Morrison had a late Elvis moment before he died.
Yeah, he got real big.
Even at 27, that's hard to do.
Well, he was just like gluttonous, you know?
Okay.
Just taking in whatever. I think he was a booze bag, too.
Yeah. Man. When he was younger, he was pretty hot, too.
Yeah.
But he's got this Jared Leto vibe that really turns me off.
Right, he's like a poet.
Yeah.
He's got, like, books of poetry and shit.
Which are trash.
Yeah.
He's really into himself. There is no hot rock god.
That's not true.
I know.
I mean, okay, Robert Plant, young Robert Plant, gorgeous.
Does he have, long mermaid hair?
Yeah.
No, thanks. Not
Come
for
on.
Me.
No. And, Roger Daltrey. Roger,
yes.
Is it Roger?
Roger, yeah. Roger Daltrey, we were talking about him because we watched a documentary on Keith Moon, right? A couple days ago.
Yeah, some YouTube thing, yeah.
Was that a dream I had? Mm. And we were talking about how interesting it was that, how rare it is for the lead singer of a band to be the most overlooked.
Yeah. It's rare. I mean, it's because Pete Townsend wrote all the lyrics.
Okay.
And then... you know, he was an incredible guitar player, and also mm-hmm. Keith Moon was a maniac.
Yeah.
So yeah, Roger was kind of like lost in the shuffle a little
right,
bit.
Right, yeah.
Meanwhile, he's looking all hot as hell.
He was, yeah. He was very pretty.
Yeah.
There's so many factors that go into making a hot man, I think.
Yeah, like what?
like you can't just be good.
Educate me.
You can't just be good looking. Like, a woman can just be good looking and
right.
she's hot.
Sometimes it works against you.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Roger Daltrey is a very attractive human being. But he's not, like, hot. There's not something... He doesn't have, like, a commanding presence.
He doesn't have any of the danger of, like, I don't know, who's another... Like you mentioned Elvis earlier. I mean, that's the obvious pick,
Elvis
right?
Elvis is very hot, yeah. And did
In
have
that little
that,
window
that, like,
when
very,
he was young.
Yeah. Yeah, that like sex appeal and the je ne sais quoi that makes you like the full
right.
package of a hot man, whatever it is. It's a curly lip and the
DSLs.
Yeah.
Sure. Mick Jagger doesn't do it for you.
No, boo. He can go join.
None of the Beatles.
No.
Mick Jagger. I mean, we were watching Gimme Shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And it is weird that he's a sex symbol. You know, it is even weirder that we pretend that that is dancing. That is. Yeah. I mean, and I love the Stones.
Yeah.
Fucking love them. But, and I even love what Mick Jagger is doing up there. It looks incredible. It's like really, it's like this ball of energy.
Right.
But it's weird that it got kind of, I don't know, we played like a game of telephone and on the other end, we started saying that he was good at dancing.
Who
it's like,
said that?
No, he was wild and like
Adam
interesting.
Levine.
Yeah, Adam Levine.
Well, he's a fucking idiot.
What about Keith Richards? Young Keith Richards.
I think he's very hot.
That's weird to me.
Why?
Because David Bowie has the same like shitty teeth.
No.
So, and like Keith Richards, I guess you're right. If you're if we're gonna go back to your earlier, you know, qualifications that you gotta have a whole vibe about you, then then I guess Keith Richards has that. He's like this fucking walking corpse kind of dark.
And it's a little figure. It's a little more masculine for my taste in terms of like sexual attraction. I think David, the androgyny thing is cool for David Bowie, but
I'm with you. I think Keith Richards is up there, all time hottest rock and roll figures.
David Bowie just isn't attractive.
All right, fine.
Looks like some lady who works at Walmart.
What about Tom Petty?
No.
You know what's weird? Because you think about, I know, obviously not Tom Petty. God rest his soul.
Mm-hmm.
But you think about rock and roll bands, and like, isn't the stereotype that the front man is like beautiful? You know, why is that a stereotype when we go back over all these famous bands, the most famous bands, and you can't find one looker in the bunch, you know? You're thinking of all, what are the biggest bands? Like when you go into a dive bar or any bar, a fucking, I don't know, Applebee's or something. Yeah. What are the bands that are being played on the jukebox? None of them are hotties, you know? Nobody in AC/DC or ZZ Top or whatever.
Well, do you think people have sent us angry emails about this before, but do you think perhaps things were skewed a little more in, like towards talent back then rather than being hot? And now it's like hot first. We'll just like have a computer auto-tune you and write a song later.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You know?
Right.
I don't know. I always, I've probably said this on the podcast before. I've tweeted it before. I wish that Roy Orbison was hotter so that we took him as seriously as we took Elvis.
Yeah.
Because he's so fucking good. But
he was great.
He was a butt face, unfortunately.
Right, but other people were butt faces. Like Neil Young was a butt face. And
that's true. Neil Young was a butt face. And he is hot. He's a hot
He's
butt.
Hot? No, he's not.
Okay, he's not hot exactly, but there is like, he's almost there. The like, the Neil Young vibe is very
attractive. He is squirrely as fuck, man. Like you watch those old videos of him. His eyes are going everywhere.
Crazy eyes.
He's like grinning real wide. It's like, oh fuck, this guy's going to stab somebody. Just looks like he hangs out at the bus stop.
Driving a hearse around town.
Oh yeah, that's so cool. He used to drive a hearse.
Yeah, that makes sense. Kid. I love Neil Young. Like
Neil Young is great.
Like there's nobody like Neil Young.
Yeah, he's a true lyricist. Paul Simon.
Not hot.
Not hot. Great lyricist.
That's true. We'll put that in
He's too short.
We'll put that in the not hot great lyricist category.
All right, don't fucking
No, I thought that was funny.
He's a small man. He fucked up his face though, like recently.
Yeah, he did.
Jesus, he looked like he got stung by a billion bees.
He and John Kerry go to the same Botox person. The fucking
John Kerry.
Apiarist
or what's her name in that show we're watching?
Oh my god, Nicole Kidman. I think this is a great transition. I really enjoy talking about which men are hot because it's an interesting debate, I think. Because you can argue, and women do it, that like any man in the world is hot. Like oh my god, I want to fuck that guy.
Yeah,
hot.
Like John Goodman was like a sex symbol when he was on Roseanne.
Yeah, and it just because women are insane, and it's like Ed Sheeran or Benedict Cumberbatch. We've had these conversations before, but like women sincerely want to fuck them. Like
that's wacky.
Feral, tear your clothes off. I have to have Ed Sheeran,
yeah,
one eye staring in one direction, the other up at the ceiling.
Yeah, one limb, one arm is longer than the other one, and he's got to stand on an apple box to like order McDonald's.
It's insane. But yeah, Nicole Kidman, we started watching The Undoing on HBO, and Nicole Kidman has, how old do you think she is, like 55?
I could look it up.
Okay. She has had a ton of work done, and from far away, it looks amazing. She looks 25.
Mm-hmm.
And then up close, there's this very scary Uncanny Valley kind of Kimberly Guilfoyle Joker face 53. Thing going on.
Yikes, yeah.
Because I remember at first you were like, wow, she looks great. And then...
Yeah, and then they zoomed in and you're like, whoa, our TV's not that big. So it's like, it's perfect for her. And she's like, everybody has to watch this on an old, like those old grandma TVs.
Yeah, they have to smack the side of.
Yeah, they're like wood paneling.
My question to you...
With rabbit ears, yeah.
In terms of like, what makes a woman hot, is that preferable to a woman who's just aged?
Yeah, you were asking me that last night. I think it's better just to age naturally, just because we haven't gotten it right yet. Like, everybody looks disturbing. Yeah. You know, at least when somebody's older, it's natural.
Yeah, they look like a human being.
Yeah, they're like the thing where the new thing where they like put cheeks into your face.
Yeah,
these like orbs, so it's supposed to like mimic cheekbones.
Right,
that's really upsetting, man. Like, because it doesn't. You ever see like those Hot Topic guys who get like horns put in their head? Yeah. And it's like...
That's basically what Chrissy Teigen does.
Yeah, but they put them in their cheeks.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like it doesn't look right. And these are people who don't have like a tattoo or like piercings or anything.
Yeah.
And this is the first thing they had done. Just go for my face. Fuck up my face. And it's such a weird choice. It's wrong. It's a bad idea.
Especially now
like in a world where we know that half the... celebrities on TV are getting mild CGI alterations.
Oh,
you know?
Right. Yeah. It's a weird deal with the devil. It's like you could just let yourself look old, and that's not desirable. Like, if that's your goal, mm-hmm. to be desirable, that's no good. But then your other option is to look like a 25-year-old, but scary.
Yeah, exactly.
But off.
But not 25. It's also like you start to stiffen,
yeah,
too. So
yeah.
That's the other thing. What is the plan here? Your face is going to look like a newborn, but you're going to be hunched over.
Like,
and
a
you're
little
gonna,
ghoul.
Like, yeah. Your hands are going to have liver spots on them and stuff. Or is it just you just keep going? You're just lasering liver spots off.
Yeah.
You're fucking like doing yoga all day, every day, which is upsetting. You ever see like a really bendy old woman?
No.
It's like, ugh.
I don't think so.
Like, you go to, you know, a gym or something, and there's a woman, like a 99-year-old woman who does yoga, and it's just...
I guess I'm picturing Ruth Bader Ginsburg with her weight.
I'm thinking of, like, a TLC show we watched with a creepy dude who liked to bang, like, 100-year-old women.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that,
yeah.
That woman he was
and
with?
And she's like, they can't stay away. They just love my titties.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah. She's like, I do my stretches every day. It's like, oh, I wish you wouldn't.
I mean, unfortunately, when you're on TikTok and Instagram all the time and everybody has, like, CGI looking faces, mm-hmm. it is weird. I think that we are heading into an age where lines on your face are going to look grotesque. And so, like, I mean, Nicole Kidman is in a position where this is her livelihood, and she was gorgeous back in the day. So she's probably like, fuck, I gotta.
Yeah, but you got to fight those urges, because it's like, what, there's no roles, like, you can lie and say this is still the case, but there's no roles for older women in Hollywood anymore.
Yeah.
There was a point where that was a legitimate gripe, but now that we're, like, diversifying our writing rooms and stuff, writers' rooms, there are more, like, in-depth roles for, like, the woman in the show we're watching is her age, you know? She didn't have to do that to her face. She's not playing a 22-year-old.
Exactly. Yeah. She doesn't have to have... It fits because she's playing a mega rich person, but like, she doesn't have to have this like creaseless, tight face.
Yeah.
It looks scary. It looks like when you just take both of your hands and pull your face back.
That's exactly what it looks like. Because that's what it is. You know, that's what they're doing.
So it's not even... The freakiest part is it's like that part of your skin was lower down on your face. At one point, part of your skin's not supposed to be up there. It's just like pulled back and tightened across your skull.
And we can't look at these children on TikTok and be like, oh, they're not going to appreciate me because I'm getting older or whatever, because fuck them. They're sexually broken already. They've got all kinds, like, this isn't good for them. Yeah. You know, they have to fuck like an anime pillow. It doesn't matter. Yeah. You know, nobody's going to live up to their standards at all. So we shouldn't be beholden to these fucking idiots. I mean, not idiots. They're just, their brains are warped because they've been looking at this video game version of themselves all day, every day. There's on TikTok, when you open the app, there's a button that just says beauty app or beauty,
beautify
beauty filter
or something. Yeah.
And you click that right away. So that's the first thing you do is smooth out all the lines in your face.
It's the Laura Ingraham effect.
Yeah. Yeah. 100% of people on TikTok are presenting differently than they actually are, you know?
God. Yeah. That's what I was saying. Like, they're going to see people in real life and be like, ugh. You have,
but who cares?
Yeah, I guess.
Because
I mean,
they're having that feeling when they look in the mirror, and the only alternative—that's
a bad thing. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's a bad thing for them. That's on them. Right. Is what I'm saying. Like, that's, they're burdened with that, and it's not just going to be people that are older. It's going to be anybody that's not like 17. You know, that's going to start grossing them out. So that's like their. Cross the bear, that has nothing to do with you. You don't go put fucking golf balls in your face because this person over here.
Because what if this 17-year-old on TikTok
just
don't think I'm
suck
hot.
My dick or whatever?
You know, it's easier said than done. Obviously, everyone wants to be attractive for whatever reason.
No, I know.
And nowadays, that's currency more than ever.
But you owe it to yourself to think a little bit more about it, especially if you're like a discerning person. So I don't know why, but I keep thinking about the fact that like these people never got a tattoo on their foot or whatever. And then it's just like this big, huge decision they
you're
made.
Mutilating your face.
And almost as if it's like a must have, you know, a chin implant. I got to get that. Cutting your face open and shooting like foreign goo in your
cock. You said neck. Last night we're watching this show. It's very serious. And all you muttered to yourself, fucking Jay Leno chin. She turns to the side and she looks like a pharaoh. It's just like sticking. I mean.
Also, you were saying like this is her job and she kind of has to do it.
She doesn't.
It is fucking her job up because there's these scenes where horrible things are happening. By the way, great show. What is this show called?
The Undoing.
The Undoing. Really,
it's
suspenseful.
Really compelling. Yeah.
Yeah. But like these big things happen and she has to try to emote through all of this rubber in her head.
The only thing she can do is widen her eyes.
Yeah. So,
her whole face is frozen, and she finds out like some big news, but I don't want to spoil anything, but they just like slowly zoom in on a not moving face at all, but her eyes are just big as saucers. You're like, okay, I think she's upset.
You're a prisoner in your own head. Yeah. That must feel awful.
I know.
And then you get these people like, I don't know the names of Kardashians, but who's the billionaire one?
Oh, Kylie.
She looks so fucking stupid.
Yeah, she looks
it
awful.
Is obscene. She, and like, that's where we're going with this stuff. Like, younger and younger. And like, why would you do that to yourself when you're young
already? She did
already?
It when she was like 19 or something. 18, 19.
Unbelievable. That's a hateful group of people. I know it's been said a million times. But like, think about that. You, like, allowing your kid to do that.
Right.
Or like, not even allowing... creating the entire culture that kind of holds that kind of stuff up.
Right,
you know, you're responsible for injecting these ideas into the world.
Yeah.
And then you're really forcing it on your kid. And I guess it works out for them. They're billionaires or whatever.
Yeah,
but
she's got some like fake Andy Warhol gummy bear art in her giant mansion.
Yeah. Where did we see that? Like a...
on like a Vanity Fair interview or something, one of those videos.
Architectural Digest.
Yeah, and it's really disturbing because it was like this cookie cutter McMansion that was empty. There was like hardly any furniture in it, but there's like a gummy bear on the wall.
She's probably like, you got to pay me if you want me to be photographed next to your furniture.
Yeah, everything is like a business deal.
In that book... that narcissism book, they talk about how obsessed with youth we are. like never before. Obsessed with youth and have this extreme fear of dying, and that's how, I guess that's a symptom of narcissism. I don't know really what they're getting at. I kind of gave up on this book, but I think what they were, what he was talking about is like how when you're younger, you're the star of the show. Mm. There's more eyes on you, and getting older is you have this fear of losing that, you know?
Yeah.
So I've been trying to, I think it's really important to be like, whatever age you are, fucking fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I get when you really get up there trying to get everything in order and you know, find religion and stuff, because that's scary.
Yeah.
But if you're alive and can, you know, kind of still jog up a flight of stairs, shut the right. fuck up
yeah.
and like sit in that and that, embrace it.
That is what fear of aging is about. I won't be attractive.
Right.
The pool of people who are attracted to me in whatever way, shape, or form is shrinking, and that sucks. And it is, like you said, important for your own sanity to not place all of your self-worth
yeah.
in how you look, because that's going to fade while you're alive, so you're going to lose your fucking shit. You're going to turn into Rose McGowan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and guess what? There are people who are young who have put all their stock in the way they look. And those people, like, aren't fun now. They think they are.
Yeah.
And people may treat them well
yeah.
because they want certain shit from them, mainly mm-hmm.
their buttholes.
And, you know, you got a perfect young butthole. Sure, everybody wants to get in there, but sometimes two at a time or whatever. But, You're still tough to talk to,
yeah.
you know? Everybody is annoyed by you.
You can't, well, I don't know. I was going to say, you can't really be happy, can you? But then it's like, if you're really hot and you're on a yacht and you're just like partying all the time, you're probably pretty happy for a while.
Sure.
Whether or not people genuinely enjoy your company, you don't know.
Yeah, you think you're better than everybody.
Yeah.
Nothing you did.
Right.
But it's good. It's a good idea to start kind of finding value in things outside of yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe you create something, or maybe you just like put your energy into the people around you.
Right.
Something. Do fucking something, you know?
Yeah.
Don't just like focus on yourself constantly, especially physically, because that's going to fade and that's horrifying. I mean, could you imagine? You're just like one day, like all your stock in yourself is held in like how tight your skin is.
It's like
it must be like a horror show.
It honestly, it makes me like people who are supermodels who are approaching like their late 30s and shit, who like have to retire. It must feel like when you start exhibiting signs of dementia.
Yeah.
You're like, you're losing your entire identity.
Right.
And you're like, what the fuck do I do now? I'm fucking worthless. That's really scary. But then you have to think, like you just said, if you are an able-bodied person who can still eat ice cream and ride a bike, like, find some joy in your life.
Right.
You can do it. Just because you can't do, you like, front-facing camera videos and shake your ass anymore, it's going to be okay.
Don't put fucking shit in your face.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't put goo in your face. And,
yeah.
like, I'm even saying, shove some stuff in your ass, maybe, before you, like, your ass cheeks, you know?
Oh,
before you
so
go
you're
for the
pro
face.
Ass implant?
No, I'm not
face?
Pro any of it. But I'm just saying, like, the face seems like the last stop. And
but
it seems to be, like, the first stop for everybody.
Because
yeah.
that's the first place. Well, that's what everybody notices first in like, in
exactly,
a mate.
Exactly. That's my point. And they fuck it up more often than they get it right, you know? I'm sure there's people where you're like, oh, it's the ones you don't notice, and that's people doing a good job.
Yeah.
Like, fucking John Hamm's face is completely fake or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? But I think that's rare. I think it's really rare. And I think most of the time they go too far. And I think it's addicting.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Know? Like, oh, you get the little tuck, and then...
That's what sweet, sweet Megan Fox did to her face.
Right, yeah. She looks like garbage, and everybody hates her.
For a second, we were like, pro loving yourself. And
yeah.
Then we're
I
like,
don't know what we are.
I don't know what we are either.
Doesn't it bother you when people, like, whoever we're watching on the internet, somebody giving a speech about the way things are and the way you should behave? And it's
yeah.
like,
ew, you're too like concrete in your beliefs, you know? There's no wiggle room and I don't trust you.
I don't like that at all. It's like Jerry Seinfeld's idea of comedy. There's only one way.
Yeah.
I always bring
we
it back
to that. We contradict each other and ourselves constantly.
I have no opinions on anything.
Me either.
Tomorrow I'm going to be 100% pro plastic surgery. Get those Chrissy Teigen breast implants
in your face.
Yeah, I'm
going to get some
face.
DSLs.
Yeah.
Huge lips.
I'm trying to picture you with lip injections.
Yeah.
You know what would be the scariest part?
I go in because I got to get those. That teeth surgery.
Yeah.
I go in, I come out.
You
it's
come
got
out
like
with big fake
huge
lips.
Cans.
And you're like, no, I didn't do anything.
It's just the drugs.
What? Say you get plastic surgery and it looks great. Like it looks natural and you look better. I always imagine like looking in the mirror and even if it looks good, like marginally better or whatever, objectively more attractive. Do you think it would be scary to look in the mirror and not recognize the face that you've seen for?
Yeah, absolutely.
Most of
but
your
I
life?
Think that happens with people with aging or whatever else. You know, you get an injury or something. I mean, it's probably just a scary feeling overall. But I think the self-inflicting of this shit must drive you nuts. You're like, not only do I not recognize myself, and it, very often the person looking back at me looks weird. Mm-hmm. I did that. I did a movie. I'm an actress. I did a movie. I spent all the money I made from that movie and I injected it into my fucking forehead for some reason just to make people happy around me or to make people want to fuck me. It's like that's an existential crisis I think you have immediately after, you know?
Right. Because think about that. If you're like in your mid-50s, you can't be that horny anymore. Don't you want to give yourself a break? You're mutilating yourself just to... So other people want to fuck you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's another... Like, yeah, you got to sit with yourself and be like, what am I doing?
What
is my
goals?
Motivation?
Yeah. It must be like being sexually attractive. It's like it's a power.
Absolutely.
And so when you feel that diminishing, whether or not you actually want to fuck anybody, you probably don't.
It's irrelevant.
But yeah, you need to wield that power. Otherwise, you have nothing. Otherwise, you're just... Fucking Nicole Kidman.
Shiny, smooth Nicole Kidman with golf balls in your chin.
I think I used to like her.
She's fine.
She's got... Didn't she have an Oscar for The Hours?
I don't know.
Okay.
What's The Hours? I never saw that. Some lady movie, right?
Yeah.
Isn't a bunch of, like, by that I mean it stars like a bunch of women, right?
No matter what you mean by that, it's not...
A bunch of broads. A bunch of bitches.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a... Well, I don't know. There are so many movies that I watched at the perfect age when I was like 16 before I was a cynical fuck where like I enjoyed it because like even if it was a little like emotionally manipulative and...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, I just let myself go there because why not? Because I didn't have that knee-jerk reaction to go, I see what you're trying to do to me and I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let it happen. Such a fucking bad way to
be. Movies are for children. Most movies are for like teens, like 16 years old. That's a perfect time to watch any kind of movie.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
and
why.
And then you really got to dig deep at when people start to, when your emotions start to dull.
Right. Yeah. You gotta go for the hard stuff. Well, that's why I just watch the Criterion Collection now.
Oh, shut up.
Nothing else does it for me. No, but The Hours is good. It's about, what's her name? Mrs. Dalloway. Virginia Woolf. And then all the women, I don't know. Ed Harris has AIDS. He's really good.
Oh, sure.
He's very good in it.
Yeah. Who's the best, what's the best AIDS performance in your opinion?
Ed Harris.
Yeah.
I don't remember Philadelphia. Oh, what
Never
about Easy E?
Oh, yeah, great. He doesn't get AIDS till the very end of the movie, though.
Okay.
That movie's so great.
That is really good. I was looking up, I wanted to watch, after we watched that Keith Moon documentary, and I was thinking about all the people who could have and should have played Keith Moon in a biopic, I was thinking, there are no good rock music biopics or music biopics in general. Like, I love Walk the Line, but it's not like a good, it's not like, whoa, he looks and sounds exactly like Johnny
Cash.
Yeah,
yeah.
There are so few of those.
Well, yeah, Straight Outta Compton.
But Straight Outta Compton might be the best one I've ever seen.
Right. Well, you got one guy's son.
Yeah.
And then the guy who plays Eazy-E should have won an Oscar, I think. I mean, he was incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
He was just like, he just became Eazy-E. I mean, you watch interviews with Eazy-E, it's, you can't tell the fucking difference. Mm-hmm. Like, for real. You're right. Like, is this part of the movie or not, you know? I mean, all of them were amazing. And the pacing was great, and I don't know.
Yeah, good that movie. Was good that movie. Was fantastic. Number one on that list was goddamn the Bohemian Rhapsody.
What?
I know. It wasn't like a Rolling Stone list or something. It was a publication I had never heard of. Yeah.
Medium.com.
It was like number two Straight out of Compton. So it was like they did put some thought into it. And then they're like, number one, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Directed by our favorite pedophile, Bryan Singer.
Great guy. Is he in jail for pedophilia?
He's in jail for jaywalking.
It's like OJ.
Yeah.
He gets away with pedophilia, but then he jaywalks one time and he gets like right. 50 years in prison.
Hope he gets a foot long in prison.
Yep.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Shared from Subway. I was on TikTok today, which I gotta delete again soon. But you gotta pass the time at work, you know? And it really is a great tool for them.
Yeah. You always delete it, not because it's a waste of time, but because it gets too popular and it stresses you out.
Oh, the posts I make?
Yeah. Like, yeah, you get too much interaction too. And it freaks you out.
It's a weird app where it's like anything you post is just like, you wake up the next day and 100,000 people saw it. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
It really is a weird thing when you know, we complain all the time about not being successful in one way or another.
I don't want that.
And then
that
you get like a little, like a tweet goes kind of viral and you're like, shut it down.
Yeah.
Nobody look at me.
I had a tweet get like 1,000 likes this summer and I was like, I hate this. I hate it. Everyone leave me alone.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, there was this prompt on TikTok. This guy was like, does anybody on here have a story about meeting a D-list celebrity? And then this kid is just like holding his face with his hand and he's like shaking his head. And then he moves aside and he's got like the green screen app going on. So there's an image behind him and it's Jared from Subway pulling his pants out, you know, because he had those big pants and the kid is in the pants.
They're like, this will be a fun photo.
I was like, is this Photoshop? Because this is just too much fun.
Oh my gosh. He's still in prison, right?
Yeah, he's getting a foot long in prison.
You said that.
I know. You said that. It's the funniest thing that's ever been said.
It is iconic.
That was so great. When he went to prison, everybody was like, well, he's going to get butt fucked to death. Am I right, folks? And then the audience is like, and then Howie hits the you're going to Hollywood button or whatever.
You're the most talented
Scary Spice
person.
Is like, you did it. Then confetti comes down and you get like a, you get to perform in Vegas every Tuesday for the rest of your life.
I know the general rule is you can't make, you shouldn't joke about someone being raped. But what if they're...
What if it's funny?
What if they're...
What if they're a clown?
Pedophile.
Oh, yeah. No, I just think it's like low-hanging fruit, first of all.
It is.
It's also very funny that it's like, it's part of our justice system. It's like... People get excited about it. You're getting raped in jail. It's like,
crazy.
Jesus Christ.
It's awful.
People like, they're happy about it, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah.
He's already going to jail.
People are
forever
monsters.
It's like, that's not enough. He's got to get split in half.
I remember when I was pretty young being presented with the, how do you feel about the death penalty? And I was like, what do you mean? I was just like, people are bad and you kill them.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, this is a thing that we don't have to do, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is something.
Trump is like super into the death penalty.
That's so fucking weird.
Yeah, I saw this lady get interviewed about the death penalty recently. The lady who inspired the movie Dead Man Walking.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like an advocate for people on death row. And she said that. She was like, in America... people are generally pro death penalty, But
because you don't think about it.
Yeah, but when you explain it to them, it's not like a steadfast belief.
Yeah.
Most people, once you explain like how often things go wrong or like give a little history about people who've been killed and didn't commit the crime and stuff,
right.
they immediately flip to the other side. And I think that's because of our media, like especially movies, where everything is like revenge and an eye for an eye and
yeah.
Taken and fuck you, you're not gonna fuck with my family, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody really gets behind that idea of like cut and dry justice. Like, well,
Liam Neeson says, enjoy your foot long in jail. Before he kicks somebody in the head.
I will find you and I will feed you a giant cock in jail. Open up, here comes the mayonnaise.
That's insane.
How long of a how short
it's
of a podcast
now,
are we allowed to
Hail Satan.
Thank you, Hail Satan.